Power quality is basically talking about the quality of the power people receive, right? If I have spikes and surges in the power, then it will interrupt the computer operation, interrupt the industrial process, create noises for the end users. So it's very important to, because of the digital economy, it's very important to have a high quality power. So because we have, everybody use computers, use very precision devices these days, yeah.
What causes these spikes in power?
It's basically disturbances in the power system, like faults in short circuits in the power system, storms, weather conditions, and poor conditions in the power system.
So what is it that you're going to do then? How can you look at power quality and see if things are good or bad?
Basically, this research program will target two and three main areas in the power quality. One is, develop techniques to analyze the power disturbances to see how they're propagating in the power system, and also develop technology to mitigate those disturbances. Like, for example, interference with telephone circuits, develop new things working with power companies. So this is one area. Second area is that we want to use the power quality disturbances to extract useful information about the power system, how they respond to disturbances. Then in the future, we can predict how good the system is, in terms of responding to disturbances, to faults in the system. Third one is a forward-looking. It's actually we will create small disturbances. It does not cause power quality problem, but this disturbance will be able to us to find more information about the health of our power system or our customers. It's like when you do and monitor blood pressure, you can just passively monitor blood pressure to check people's health, or you can do actively, let people walk or run to check blood pressure change. Then it actually provide more information. So basically three areas, we try to do. Now within that, we have quite a few tasks, so it can address the power quality issue, reliability issue, and the power system stability issue are related, because it's more like a spin-off application of this research.
Well, would you be in a position where you could predict where there might be power problems?
Yeah, one research, we try to find out where the disturbance comes from. Say, for example, if there is a computer shutdown in certain areas in the system, in the grid, okay, like say a corner of the city, then we try to find out where the disturbance is originated. Then that way we can find the source, mitigate the problem.
How will you actually do that then?
What we will do is that we place sensors in the power system. So the sensors pick up localized information, but collectively from all different sensors, we can know what are the source of disturbances and what are the conditions of the power system. Because the technology development, you can really build up different type of sensors. The key question is how do you interpret the data? That's what we try to do.
So have you done something at this point which makes you a leader in this field, or have you developed or discovered something?
Yeah. And we have developed the most advanced techniques to find the disturbance sources, okay? So what we try to do is to improve this technology further so the industry can use. On the active disturbance side, we have the patented technology which can send signals through power line to facilitate the interconnection of renewable sources into the system. This afternoon, I just had a meeting with a local Alberta company to discuss a licensing agreement. So, to move this to the market to help interconnection of renewable sources.
How serious a problem is this then for the power companies?
Yeah, it's quite a big problem in terms of in sensitive industrial facilities. They have so many computer-based process controls. you know, any interruption will cause the process shut down. Sometimes it takes several days to restart the process, right? So it's lost revenue. On the other hand, the industrial customers, they also generate disturbances. So they are worried about if they are being overly penalized for their disturbances. That's why we need to find the source of disturbances such that we don't have to blame them. So then they can run their business. That's one common situation. Our example is that because the industrial process causes pollution to the power, okay, we call the electrical pollution, okay, then it's caused noise on the telephone circuits, then the rural telephone users will have problems, experiencing problems of dealing with telephone noises, okay. So those are the things related to power quality.
Your new research chair has just been announced, and it's supported by I-Corps and CERC and a number of power companies. What will this allow you to do?
We will do four things. So the top one definitely is research, develop new technologies. As I mentioned, we will develop methods for disturbance analysis, troubleshooting. We develop methods for technology for mitigation to diagnose power systems. Then the second objective is actually to improve our power, undergraduate power program, so then we can have a much better power curriculum and also attract more students to go through the power stream to meet the growing industry needs. Power industry needs lots of people these days. The third one is actually create a synergy. Provide a continuing education opportunities for current employees within the power companies, to bring new developments to the industry. The last one is to create a synergy among the companies to tackle common technical problems. You know, because the regulation, the companies mostly do their own things. There are some common issues that interest, but nobody is willing to put effort in to do that. Now with UFA as a platform, now everybody can work together to develop something commonly useful for everybody.
What is the link with information technology, with IT? How does that help you out?
Basically, in order to monitor the power system, we need the information technology to develop sensors. Then from the sensor, we need informatics to analyze the data. So this basically, although the object of research is a power system, but the tools, the means to use are informatics tools.
So how would they be put into place? Does that mean someone could just sit there at the computer and they'd be able to see through these sensors that something's happening?
Yes, that's the goal. You know, we will develop methods to place the sensors to collect the data, then eventually send the information instead of data, extract the information and knowledge, give it to the power system, the utility companies, for the system operators, they can see how close the system is to its margin of operation, or to see where the disturbance comes from.
Well, congratulations and thank you very much, Wilson. Well,
yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, you're welcome.
John, you've just entered into this partnership to support a research chair at the University of Alberta. What is the problem that you're addressing with this?
Well, I think there's several problems. One of the problems is really what the research chair is going to go after for us is power quality issues. But a spin-off from those power quality issues are things like educating more engineers that can be used as succession planning within EPCOR. So there's really a two-pronged approach to that. The other problem that is not really a problem, but it's something that is enhanced through this program, is we are working with the other utilities. And so it fosters communication between the other utilities. So we share problems. And so we might not have experienced the problem on EPCOR system, but maybe ATCO has. So they'll share that problem with us, and then we can be aware of that problem and perhaps avoid it.
Well, perhaps you could explain to me what the problems are.
Well, the big problem that a lot of utilities face are harmonics. Now, harmonics are generated usually by another customer on the system, and they can be very damaging to electronic devices. So, most prevalent in telephone interference. So, harmonics will manifest themselves in a buzzy noise or static on the telephone lines, because a lot of the times the telephone lines are paralleling the power lines. So, if the harmonics are being carried on the power lines, then the telephone lines pick those harmonics up. The other problems are things like voltage sag or voltage spikes. So, those are all power quality problems that can affect customers. And, of course, reliability. So, just keeping the lights on is one of the other big aspects that Wilson Shoes Group at the university will work on.
Well, if you experience these problems, what does it do? Do you end up having brownouts or problems like that?
Brownouts is an interesting term. Typically, a reliability problem is pretty much a blackout. So your lights go out. So fixing reliability problems, improving the reliability is important to most customers. Although in the city of Edmonton, through EPCOR, we have very good reliability here. It can always be improved. Harmonics are a little harder to deal with. Customers generate them, perhaps sporadically. Some of the research that Wilson will be doing is helping us identify who is generating harmonics on our system, so we can help that customer then stop generating those harmonics and stop polluting the power going into other people's homes.
What will information technology bring to this?
Well, I think there's a lot of information technology that comes with this. Something as simple as communicating two-way on a smart grid, for instance, with our customer is something where communication technology would come into play. And a lot of, I don't know the right terms, but backroom processing of the data to identify power outages. If you have a smart meter that's communicating both ways, communicating to the customer as well as communicating with the power deliverer, it can tell the power deliverer that, oh, there's something wrong here. Maybe you should take a look at this. So that will involve a lot of communications.
EPCOR is one of several power companies that has joined together to help support this research chair with ICOR and NSERC. What brought you together?
Wilson Shoe. I had worked with Wilson on another project, just independently. He did some research for us on something totally separate. And, so over that time frame, we built a relationship up. And he just said, would you be interested in forming a consortium? And I think he did that with the rest of the group. I don't think I've ever asked the others about how they got linked up with Wilson, but I do know, I think it's Fortis for sure has had Wilson do other projects for him.
And then the information that you'll get that will benefit you from the research that Wilson is doing, that is, would you say it was for the greater good?
Absolutely. I think each one of the utilities is taking different parts away. AltaLink, of course, is a transmission utility. They don't have distribution system. EPCOR does have transmission and distribution, so we'll be taking different parts away than what AltaLink might take away.
Thank you very much, John.
Thank you.